You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Ted O'Dell with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. Good evening, Ted. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. You've had an interesting day today. You started at 9 o'clock this morning. Well, I'm sure you started earlier than that, but we're at the IBEW Union Hall on Pennsylvania for an employment information expo for what you are hoping will be a casino in the area, a Native American casino. How's the day going?
It's going great. We've had a steady stream of customers, and we've been here since about 8 a.m. this morning, and we will be here until 9 o'clock tonight at the IBEW Union Hall on South Pennsylvania, and just handing out information about people who are for people who may be interested in working in a casino environment. And we have some folks here from Capital Area Michigan Works, and we have folks here to get other people registered to vote if they're not already registered to do so. And we also have some friends with us from the Michigan Association of Problem Gamblers.
Aha! So you're kind of covering all aspects of this, aren't you?
We're certainly trying. We're trying to bring everyone inside the loop and just educate everyone we possibly can about what we're trying to do and how our plan will benefit not only 1,500 workers in Lansing, but it would also benefit the greater community.
And one of the reasons you have folks there to help folks register to vote in case they aren't already is because this is something that you would like on the August primary in Lansing.
That is correct. Our goal is to collect 4,178 signatures, and I can tell you by this Sunday evening we'll hit that number, and we'll be turning those petitions over to our city clerk, Chris Swope, on Monday, and then he has 15 days to vet those signatures to make sure they're good ones, and then he will certify that. It will then go to city council, and they can hold it for 30 days, and then they can either pass the petition into law or place it on the August primary ballot. And it's our hope that the council will go ahead and put it on the ballot so the citizens at large will get to vote on the proposal.
And what is your feeling? I know you're big on relationship and partnership with folks. When you talk to city council members as this process has moved along, what's the kind of feedback you're getting?
We're getting a very positive feedback. I should let your listeners know that early on in the process, I specifically held the mayor, who is a friend of mine and former colleague from our days together in the state legislature way back when. But I've held them at arm's length specifically because we at the Lansing Jobs Coalition believe that if our effort to bring a Native American gaming casino to Lansing isn't endorsed by the public at large, and if it's not endorsed by organized labor, then we shouldn't have it. So we've been trying to have partnerships early on, and we truly believe it needs to be a grassroots effort, sort of a ground-up approach, if you will, as opposed to a top-down approach. And our friends on council and the mayor's office have been very supportive, and we have specifically asked them not to come out and endorse us, but rather to listen to what we have to say and be educated about the issue. And they've been fantastic to work with.
Now, this is going to be, as I mentioned earlier and you mentioned, a Native American casino. How does that part of the process work with finding a location in Lansing? And I guess a two-part question, because I also know that when we've talked before, this will be a temporary building at first and then move to a permanent structure.
That is correct. It's a very good question. The way it works is if we're able to get the question passed on the August primary ballot, the city would then meet with the tribes that are eligible to come to Lansing and willing to come to Lansing to build what we deem as a temporary casino. What that means is a temporary casino is typically a facility that needs about 5 acres, and that would include parking. And it's typically a building that's either vacant and not being used currently, something that could be rehabbed. For example, something like the old Knapp building downtown might be a possibility for a temporary facility. Possibly one of the old L&L grocery store facilities might be a possibility, or really any large vacant building currently in Lansing. And the tribe would then work with the city to rehab that building in a fast manner, usually within a week or two, to get it up and running. And then they would build a larger temporary facility that would then be operated for probably 3 years, 3 to 5 years, at which point the city will then be working with the tribe to locate a property to build a permanent casino, hotel, conference center, entertainment venue, restaurants, and that sort of thing that we normally think of when you talk about casinos.
Now, you have obviously done incredible work preparing and getting things to the point that they are now. You know, and you've been open about people who are pushing back, saying we don't want that in our neighborhood and so forth. When you talk with other casinos in towns and in cities around the state of Michigan, is what you're looking for and what you're hoping for what these other locations have found to be true?
I believe so. The pushback we received has been very minimal. We tried to meet with a lot of the folks who might be natural enemies to an issue like this, but because our underlying push is for jobs with benefits for the unemployed here in Lansing, we've gotten a lot of support from what you could deem as a traditional anti-gaming establishment. But we've been very fortunate. Some of those groups have actually been working with us because I think they understand with the nationwide recession and difficult economic times, not only here in Lansing, but across the state, that jobs are needed in our community. I can tell you, I live here in the city. I live in a nice neighborhood, and I can tell you the two homes across the street from my home have been vacant for 2 years, and there's a third one down the street, which is a shame. And I've had a lot of friends that ultimately lost their positions, either with the state of Michigan or with General Motors. So if we can help those folks get a job with benefits, I'm willing to work day and night to make that happen.
Well, and it seems that you have. I mean, and even putting together the Lansing Jobs Coalition has been a grassroots effort of folks coming together with a creative idea to see if it can go.
It certainly has. And I have to mention a couple of our friends who have helped us in this entire effort, and some of those folks are, for example, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, Local 9 right here in the Capital Area. And we've also been working closely with the Lansing Cesar Chavez Committee, as well as the Coalition of Labor Union Women and the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement, as well as the A. Philip Randolph Institute. And all of these groups have come to us, and we've shared our plan with them, and we've tried to reach out to as many people and organizations as we can to let people know that Lansing needs these jobs.
Very good. Well, Ted, as always, I appreciate your time, and you'll be there till 9 tonight at the IBEW Union Hall. It's 5205 South Pennsylvania in Lansing, if people are interested. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, and it's a free event.
Very good. Ted O'Dell with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.